The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snakey Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be re-hosted, re-uploaded, re-shared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy.
Hey, I'm over here. I'm so excited to be finally meeting you. It's so good seeing you after chatting for like a month. You're cuter in person. No, I never thought you were ugly or anything. Well, you look really hot up close. Way better than on Skype. You smell good too. That's important to us animal girls. You can't just get with a guy who smells wrong, you know? You want to smell me too? Of course it's fine. I bathed and everything. I know that human girls would have put on some perfume, but I think it's important for you to get my real scent. You can get closer. I'm not going to bite you. Yet. See? Do I smell all right? Oh, you caught that, did you? I didn't expect that. Humans aren't usually so sensitive. Well, I mean, although we're not exactly like big cats from your plane, we do go into something like heat when we're excited or in sexual situations. Yeah, this counts, is that right? I mean, we've been chatting and sexting for weeks, and this is our first meeting. So, anyway, it's sexually charged, so I'm in heat. Yeah, you're smelling my excitement. Is that okay? I'm serious. Like, I know some guys don't like it. I've seen the way they look at me like I'm gross. Oh, you like it? Great. I mean, I'm not saying we're going out or anything. Just, you know, it's kind of a requirement. I don't want you to find me disgusting. Anyway, do you want to start hiking? I picked out a trail. It's just up here. Yeah. So it doesn't have a lot of elevation climb, but it goes alongside the river and then splits off, goes up the valley a little ways. Yeah, we can go off the trail if you want. No, you don't have to worry about getting lost when you're with me. I know the whole forest. Come on. I come out here all the time to run and just hang out. It keeps me from getting too anxious. Well, you know, the city is just so huge. Okay, fine. We live in a town, but it's still big to me. And most of the time, I get along with everyone. But there's always someone who's afraid of me. Or sometimes, you know, I look at the people here and see the people from back on the other side. The ones that hurt us. No. I don't mean that people are mean here, just that I freak out. A little bit. And coming out here relaxes me. I think a lot of my kind are like that. They need wide open spaces. What do I like best about being here? Can I just say you? Okay, that was a little bit cheesy, but It was smooth, right? There's so many differences here from where I grew up. No. It's a lot better here. I mean, we don't starve. There's no one hunting us. Really, the portal was a blessing for us. I mean, sure, I miss the forest, but really, the forests here are just as good, even if they are a bit different. And honestly, this is the big thing. I love the clothes. We wore some back there, but they were a lot simpler and way less comfortable. And look, these jeans have pockets, real pockets that you can hold stuff in. Fuck. I'm kind of being a dork, aren't I? I'm sorry, I swear I didn't just get through the portal yesterday. It was more like 6 months ago. I signed up for migration as soon as I could, but they took the prey animals first. And then once I came over, I took all the classes. Humans are complicated, but I feel like I'm starting to fit in. At first, I didn't understand what a job really was. Wasn't it enough to hunt and survive? But my assigned job is pretty fun, honestly. I help kids with trauma and disabilities. The doctor at the clinic is really nice. She calls me an emotional support tiger. I've never really wanted kids, but I guess I'm good with them. They think I'm scary at first, but then I let them touch my fur and we start playing and it's all easy from there. It feels good to help them, and then I get paid for it too. Enough to afford a small place to live and food and clothes and a phone and, well, you get the idea. I guess I kind of feel for them, you know? Where I grew up, we could be hunted. It was terrifying. I still have nightmares. No. I'm sorry. This isn't how you're supposed to flirt on a first date. Then again, I guess I'm not supposed to meet a guy in a park in the middle of nowhere for the first time, am I? I guess it's just the most romantic place I could think of. Is that lame? No? Good. I see movies and they're always in like expensive places or nice hotels or beaches and someone's like proposing, but the people are always unhappy and fighting too. I try and take notes, but I don't get it. Yeah, I guess they aren't meant to be taken literally, but dating is still kind of weird for me. I asked some of the human girls at work, and they just said that all I had to do was ask you out somewhere, and that you'd probably show up, and we'd have a good time. I was so afraid you'd vape me. What? Oh, yeah, I mean, ghost me. My bad. My English is getting better, but anyway, you didn't ghost me. You showed up, and you met me in the woods, which is pretty brave, to be honest. The media tries to be nice to all of my people, but they still seem to make us predators seem scary and dangerous, but we're not like that. I only ate, like, one person when I got here. That was a joke. I'm sorry. I just couldn't help it. You should see your face. That was meant to be an icebreaker, not to scare you. I don't want to scare you until you're ready for it. Also, I'm really nervous. Like I said, I'm not good at this, but you said you liked it when I was direct, so I'm gonna be straight with you. I want to take this to the next step. I want to breed with you, or at least mate. Well, want is kind of an understatement. I've wanted you for weeks, but it's getting to be something like a need. Maybe even more than that. An ache. Sorry, I'm getting distracted. What I'm saying is I want to be romantic with you, but if you've changed your mind or aren't interested, I still want to be friends. I just need to clear that up. So... Oh. Really? Are you sure? No, I'm happy with that. I just want to be sure that you really want to. Things can get a bit intense with an animal girl. But I bet you knew that already. I know you like to do your research. And by research, I mean watch porn. You're so cute when you're embarrassed, but you don't need to be. I mean, I watch porn. Maybe we could watch them together sometime. Oh, wow. That's actually a really hot idea, but not right now. I wanted to be sure that you wanted the same things I do before I talked about the next thing. It isn't really something they talk about in porn or cover in teen Batgirl dramas, but we need to be clear about two things before we start. And yes, of course, you can back out now, so don't worry. I took the human sexual consent class. I get it. Anyway, the first thing is that if we mate, we need to stay together. Maybe not forever, but like, we have to try it for at least a year. I'm not a one-night stand kind of girl. I know, all the bunny girl porn out there makes it seem like we're just gonna fuck everyone we can, but it's not true. For me, at least. I really just want one steady, wonderful mate. Ideally forever, but I know some humans aren't like that. And two, I'm going to be in charge. At least in the bedroom. No. It isn't really a choice on my part. I'm a tigress. Sometimes you might be on top, but you'll never be the top. Of course they don't mind if you try and tell me what to do, but when I get turned on, and I do get really turned on, I get aggressive. It's just my nature. And of course, I'm a lot stronger than you, so I'm going to end up in charge. Not dangerous, exactly. I'll never seriously hurt you. You might have some marks after our first time. I'll use my claws and teeth a bit and maybe be a little rough. At least, that's how I've imagined it. Oh my god, yes, I'm admitting that I fantasized about you, okay? How often? What does it matter? Fine. Like, every night? Sometimes more than once? I told you I was really into you. I wasn't joking. And yeah, those fantasies end a lot of the time with me just taking you. Then again, if you wanted to, you would have messaged a bunny girl or a cat girl, right? Someone that's all cute and fluffy and safe. But you messaged me. The biggest, strongest, and most aggressive predator girl you could find. So, I guess you already know what you signed up for, but despite being really fucking into you, I wanted to give you another chance to back out. Like I said, we can just be friends if that's what you want. I like you plenty as a person. Hell yeah, I want to be more. I've been really bored with you online, right? My teacher back in orientation told me that I should be coy with humans, whatever that is, but fuck that. I'm straightforward and honest, and I know what I want. And what I want is you. So, are you ready to take that step tonight? Out here with me. Good. Are you sure? I mean, I really fucking want this. I want you. I never thought I'd get so lucky to find someone like you on this side of the portal. Like I said, I'll never actually hurt you. I'm incredibly turned on right now, and that means my control will be limited. You'll have some mild bites and scratch marks and maybe some bruises. Well, it's our first time. I want it to be special. And that means marking you all over your delicious, cute, sexy little body. Okay. Wow, you smell even better when you're aroused. So rich and ready. You shouldn't worry about pleasing me. I'll make sure we both get what we need. Oh, and it's cute that you're scared too. Yes, you are scared. I can smell your fear, but that's okay. Do you know why? Because I want you to run. It's only going to excite me more. It's going to make me chase you. And then I'm going to pounce on you. And I'm going to shred those fucking clothes and get on my cock. And you're going to breathe me. Oh, really? I'm pretty sure it's my cock now, just like you're my mate. You should start running, little one. Haven't you ever seen a cat chase a laser dot? Have you seen how crazy it makes those little cats? How they have to catch it? How they get so frustrated and aggressive? Well, you're the red dot in this situation. There you go. Run. Fuck. You look so good like this. You're faster than you look. And agile, too. You think maybe if you reach the river you can get away? Did you forget? Tigers can swim. And I'll never let you get away from me. Gotcha. Oh, finally. I have you on your back and I'm straddling you. You look so good like this. So fucking gorgeous. And your sweat smells perfect. When you struggle like that, I can feel your cock through your clothes. My god. You're so fucking hard. Unbutton your pants and get your cock out. Because if I do, I'll just rip them off. Take them off now. Oh, yeah, this is your claw. Oh, and it feels so good in my hand. You made a cute noise when I touched it. Oh, I guess I didn't expect it to twitch like that. Oh, careful. I'm being careful with my claws. This is my first time. Not just with a human, with anyone. It wasn't always easy to find a mate over there. And when you did, you ended up with someone you didn't really like because there were so few tiger guys. Yeah, so I didn't mean to dull the mood. I just... Yeah, okay, let's do that. I'm taking these pants off. Do you like feeling me rubbing my pussy all over your cock? I'm so fucking wet. I'm covering you. Good. Everyone will smell me on you. And you know what? That's good. They'll know that you're claimed. They'll know that your mate takes care of you. And if they're smart, they'll keep their distance. I'm going to take you inside me now. You're goddamn right, my claws are out. I'm holding you in place so I can take you inside me.
That's it. Oh, God, I can feel you coming.
sorry. I'm out of words. Wow. Just wow. I don't understand how a guy so much smaller than me can come so much. No, it's fucking hot is what it is. My friends told me that it would be, but I just didn't expect to feel so sated. You really are special. Not just because you're human, but because you are you. Don't say that about yourself. I don't care. It's not true. You're hot. Because I fucking said so. And I'm your mate. I'll fight anyone who says otherwise, and that includes you. Alright, now we're going to cuddle. I've read most humans need that after orgasm. I mean, assuming you want to. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing to hold you like this out in the woods. The next time can be indoors, though, if you want. Thank you again for everything. Now, let's take a quick nap and then go get something to eat. I really think I'm going to love.